My Talkers, we're hanging out with Julia and Brittany today, which has been a lot of fun this hour. We've got Hollywood Speak, and of course, Katie Kirk is probably going to be the center of all of that. We've got some Real Housewives of Beverly Hills news to get to, Brittany's random thoughts today, and we've got a little world recon. What's this, jump ropper?
Well, okay. Whatever.
Just okay. You know what, Grant?
Don't
I need
read
to,
the list.
You know what?
Let's read it. What does that
okay.
mean?
Okay. Grant, hear me out.
All right.
Right now, before the break, I mean, right now, we were playing. She looks at me. She goes, Brittany. Very much so judgmental, even the way she said it, was like, you better step up to this question. She's like, Brittany, have you even broken any world records? Is there any, like, world record that we can talk about that you broke? I said, no. What?
No,
I
said...
I didn't know that was a prerequisite for being on the Lori and Julia show. I need to break a world record?
I said, have you won any contests?
No, you started with world record. And then you're like, well, have you done anything? Have you won any contests? Have you been the loudest? That was what she assumed was my big record breaking. Is it the loudest? It was so...
You've got the famous Olympian in your family, you know?
Yeah,
you never know. We never know what kind of talents you might have.
Okay, there you go.
I have nothing.
I'm curious if anybody has broken any fun records, because not world records, but like, did you ever blow the most bubbles so you got to go be with, you know?
No. What are you talking about?
Electric Avenue or Sesame Streets, or what did you ever do? Did you ever win a contest so you got free tickets to something or, you know?
Hand on a car for as long as you can.
On a roller coaster contest I was 18 years old.
I knew there would be something. I knew you would have something.
I made it 11 days, and then I had to go to basic training.
Tell me you're kidding me.
Really?
No, that's true.
Was this at Valley Fair?
Yes.
Okay, tell me the contest.
Survive it or drive it.
What were you going to win, a car?
A car.
What kind of car?
Oh, I want to say it was like an Aztec, but now I can't remember, which is weird.
The Aztec, it was like a fishbowl car. It had so many windows in weird places.
I can't remember if that was, it was funny how you're so obsessed and I was so like, I want that car. And now I can barely remember what kind of car it was.
11 days.
I was on 11 days. I was on that thing so much. They said you go to California and back for how far we went on.
So did you live at Valley Fair then?
Yes, we slept there. And we slept on the roller coaster while it was parked.
Okay, how often did it have to run during the day? Did it run nonstop?
So we'd start about an hour or two, depending on the day, before the park opened.
Which roller coaster? The old Woody?
No, it was the Wild Thing.
I think I remember this. Was this with a radio station?
Mm-hmm.
I think I was talking with Crisco about this.
Yep, I sat next to him like many times when he would jump on and sit with us.
Okay, I recently talked to him about this contest.
Was this a KDWB contest or something? Mm-hmm. Okay, so you...
I was 18. I knew I wasn't doing anything in the summer because I was going to basic training or boot camp. And so I thought, I'll just sign up for this and see if I get it. And I did not think it was going to be 11 days. So I actually had to have the recruiters come there and talk to me and say, here's how many days you have left. We need you to go. And so I couldn't tell them. So we actually went into the bathroom to have this talk because I didn't want the competitors to know I had to get off in 11 days.
Sure.
So it came down to me and one other guy.
Stop.
And then I had to get off. His name was Justin something.
Stop. Grant's going to look it up.
And
oh my gosh, you literally got down to the final two?
Yeah.
And you had to walk away for base?
Yeah, for basic training.
And that is the craziest.
When you got to basic training, did you get in the basic training where everyone got their own condo, like in Private Benjamin?
No, it was terrible. No, basic training, especially like when you first get there, is the worst because there's like this holding area you have to stay until you get into like your actual whatever. When you first get there, it's the worst like week, and depends on how long it takes them to fill up a whole.
Give me 50.
It was terrible. You just get yelled at.
But did you sign up for the Army because you wanted? Because like I know people like you know, in Private Benjamin, Goldie Hawn signed up because she needed a change in her life. Her husband was having sex with her and died right on top of her. And she needed...
It was exactly like that.
Something
was exactly... My story was exactly like that. Like, looking in a mirror. I didn't even know they made that movie about me.
I know. And then you were like, when you got there, like, oh no, excuse me. I signed up for the one with the condos and the five-star dinners. What? Something's wrong here.
Yeah, that's exactly what I
did. You go like to Camp Biloxi or Biloxi?
I went to, they call it Relax in Jackson. It was Fort Jackson.
Oh my. So when you literally decided I'm going to be in the Army, like what was going through your mind?
So when I joined, I was going to school for journalism and I just wasn't that into it. And I kind of wanted to switch into the medical field, but I was scared. So I'm a family, I've got 7 kids in my family and I wanted to come to my mom with a game plan.
Okay.
So I thought, oh my God, I'll join as a medic. she'll be pumped because I'll be doing this on my own.
Right.
And so I sign up, I get all the things done, and I tell my mom, and she just starts bawling.
As a parent would.
Bawling. And she's like, can we undo it? Can we whatever?
Right. Can you?
And no, of course you can. Oh. But also I was like, I was into it. And I would have to say, like, basic training was terrible. It's probably changed quite a bit since I was in it.
I wanted to go for the weight loss. I thought if I could just sign up for the 6 week.
Oh, I looked so good.
I just wanted to get the food wrist abs.
Yeah,
and
the food was terrible where I was at. At AIT, when I went for medic training, the food was good. But, like, at basic, the food was terrible. And you had, like, 2 minutes to eat it, and you're exhausted all the time.
So here you are. You're winning. You're a day away from winning the car.
Who knows how long?
Hey, listen to this, you guys. I found information. Okay. After 11 days on the roller coaster, 23-year-old Maplewood man was named the winner of the KDWB's Survive It or Drive It contest. Doug LeClaire won the roller coaster Wild Thing. He rode it 1,581 times to win the car. Now, this is cool. Second place finisher, 19-year-old Brittany Hagen, took $2,500 bribe to get off the ride, is what it's saying here. Did you take a bribe?
Yep. And so it was really sweet. I actually told Dave Ryan at the time, I said, I have to go in the military. He was so lovely the whole time. And he goes,
he's lovely.
He said, say you're not getting off. And he said, just trust me, say you're not getting off.
Okay.
And so he started bribing us money to get off.
Good for him. He wanted me to have some money.
So
or
I had
the car.
And so he offered $2,500 at that point. I was like, yeah, I'll take it. And they were all shocked. But he was the only one that knew that I had to go to the Army. So
that's so cool. And it was a 2005 Toyota Scion.
That's what it was.
What a story this is. Oh, that's crazy.
So there you go. You won a world record. You had something. You just had to dig a little deeper.
You would have won that if you didn't have to leave.
You guys are very sweet. It's one of my biggest failures. But, you know, the Army's giving me enough benefits that I think it's okay now.
I would agree. You did. You're on the upper end of that one big time. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Julia's random thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is. Okay, before we get to random, we just learned, if you're just joining us, Brittany's sitting in for Lori, that she went on an 11-day run to win a car and a contest for a radio station, and it was down to you and another player. 11 days, you rode the Wild Thing at Valley Fair.
Yeah.
Which I can't even imagine how your brain, but you were 19.
Yes, I was, I must have been just had turned 19.
Okay, so you can handle anything
at that age. Yeah, if you were to ask me to do it three times in a row now, I'd probably be like, no, thank you. But then I found a way to like lock my legs a certain way.
So I would fall
asleep sometimes on it, which was wild.
Isn't that
and
nutty?
And then after they closed it down, here's another wild thing. They would, they would make us go on the Wild Thing for an hour to two after, because they were big on trying to hit some world record thing.
Okay. Oh, and so you almost were a part of a Guinness World Record.
I almost was. I made fun of you for asking me. But
there you go.
So the scariest part of it all was, you'd go after, so it'd be all dark, but there'd be these big lights, you know, from the ride.
Right.
And the lights would attract mosquitoes. And what do mosquitoes attract? Bats. So while you're going on there, imagine flying and you get hit in the face with bats. Oh, I know. That was the worst part of all of it. I mean, terrifying.
Oh, no, that would just be.
I know.
That would just be everything, you know, because I used to love roller coasters. Like Wisconsin Dells had this Olympic or something. And they had this one called Hades 360 and you'd go underground. And I remember because I had boys, it was laser parks. It was the car things.
Go-karts. Yeah.
It was laser parks, go-karts, roller coasters.
Well, what's a laser park?
Oh, where you'd go in and you'd play indoor laser tag. I'm sorry. It was laser tag. I remember coming home from Montana once. I mean, we got to see the Black Hills. We got to see Mount Rushmore, but it was all driven by where's the next go-kart? Where's the next laser tag place? Where's the big water park? You know, it was all activities. But I remember just the love of riding great roller coasters when Valley Fair first opened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I went there on a school trip back in the day, and I just thought that roller coaster, the original, was so great.
Yeah.
How fun for you.
The high roller.
I know. And the outfits. Okay, what do you got for randoms, honey?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing a job here? Okay. No. Here's what I thought was really a cool, fun fact.
Okay. We'll be the judge of that.
12% of people dream in black and white. And what's even weirder about this fact is that human beings used to sleep and dream in black and white even more before what?
Color TV.
Girl!
Is that it?
Yes! And that's an odd thought, right? You think about it, it's like some people's minds weren't open to the idea of visions not in black and white.
Well, because you spent a lot of time. That is funny. That's a weird
yes.
thing. You know, my girlfriend just had hand surgery, and so she's coming off the big drugs.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, the dreams.
The dreams. That's why, like, any of those drugs, the dreams.
She said the dreams are just.
And you live a lifetime in them sometimes.
She just like you have the like dreams.
It'll be like an 8-month dream where you're like fighting something or like, and then you wake up and you're like, the ones that are really scary are the ones that you can't remember if they're reality or not. Like you're like, did that happen?
Oh, jeez.
I know.
Oh, well,
are you a big time dreamer? Are you guys? Do you dream?
I not so much anymore.
Every night. How about you, Grant?
Not when I initially fall asleep, because I always wake up early to let the dogs out and like feed them really early. Mm-hmm. And then I fall back asleep for like an hour, maybe an hour and a half.
That's when they sink in.
And that is when it's the most vivid. It's weird, but not during my regular night. No, but when I fall or like a nap.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah. But the worst dreams I have are when you're trying to run, but you can't. You know, it's like really slow and you're like just trying to truck along. Yeah, that's
or
my
scream or be scared when there's no voice.
Yes.
You have no voice.
Yes. You just and something
like,
doesn't work.
Yeah. Like you said, when the roller coaster, like you'd go to bed and you'd be dreaming a roller coaster. Yeah. That to me would be just
terrifying. Terrifying. It was terrifying. I lived a terrifying life. Okay. How about this? Neither kangaroos nor emus can walk backwards. That's interesting enough, as is, but I got more on top of it. Saddle up, girl, because...
I really can't wait.
Both animals are included on Australia's official crest because they want to represent continuous progress. No going backwards, only forward.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I told
that's
you.
That's the truth.
That's the truth. I live my life.
That's just a great statement. Live in the moment. If you live in the past, you're living in your ego. If you live in the future, you're living in the other part, some other bad part.
Be an emu.
Be in the moment.
Be an emu.
I like knowing that.
Just say, be an emu.
I don't even know what one is.
Say it. It's like an ostrich.
Okay, be an emu.
Be an emu.
Emu?
Emu.
Okay, go on.
I thought it was an emo, too.
If it's really depressed.
Do you look like an emo or an Elmo? What Grant, did you just
say? I was with you the way you were pronouncing it. Is it emu?
I think it's emu.
Emu. I thought it was emu.
But if it's really depressed, it's an emo emu. I'm not done. The bite of a grizzly bear.
But yet.
There's more.
There's more. Can we, like, give her a star or a ding? This is so. Yet.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Okay.
The bite of a grizzly bear is strong enough to crush a bowling ball.
Well, it crushes. There you go. It crushes bones. I know two people that have been attacked by a grizzly.
You know two people that have been attacked by grizzlies? Mm-hmm. Why do you lead with that in our friendship?
Yes.
What did they do?
One of them was a family friend. They were out on a trip, and the daughter was going to the bathroom, and she got it. Got her spleen.
She survived?
Yep.
Oh, wow.
Yep. And then the other one was my older sister's. Older, she's like 2 years older. I love my way older sister.
Ancient sister.
Yes. A friend of hers from UMD went out to Glacier and died. Got attacked by a grizzly and ended up dying.
Yikes.
But like a good friend of hers. And I'm like, wow, that's two in our life that we knew. And this was like in a maybe 10-year period of time. It was wild.
They talk about grizzly bears. They're so unpredictable.
Yeah.
From bear to bear and even from situation to situation. So my dad lives in Montana.
Right.
And so we'd visit there once a year. And we were like very much so city folk, these three kids visiting my dad once a year. And we would just get told these terrifying things. And I lived my life in fear of grizzly
100%
bears.
And bears.
Yeah. But like black bears, cool. Brown bears, cool. Now, is it really hard to tell between a grizzly bear and a black bear? Yes. So you're just like terrified. It's the ridge on their back.
Is that what it is?
Yes, that's the big thing.
How can you see it if they're standing
it's like
up?
Like a real. Yeah, well, they're standing up, like in front of you. Like you can only see, like,
turn around.
I need
Excuse
to see
me,
your,
Mr. Bear.
I need to see your posterior. Thank you. Okay, so you are a grizzly. Okay.
And now I just need to know how to be appropriately where my fear level should
be. Okay, so I'm going to go. All right. How about this?
Nice meeting you.
It was a good day, sir or ma'am.
The salmon are over there in the stream. Okay.
Here's my wallet. Rebel Wilson became an actress because
she was in law school.
Of a hallucination.
Oh, all right.
It took her to realize that she wanted to be an actress. During a trip to South Africa, Wilson said she had a hallucination of winning an Oscar, likely brought on by the medication she was taking for malaria. After that, she decided she was going to take that hallucination and turn into a real life pursuit.
Wow. So she lied about her age and moved off to Hollywood.
Well, I mean, it seems like you already know more about this woman than I do.
I do. I like her. I think she's very funny. She had a couple rough things, but I think she's very funny.
I like her quite a bit, too. I do. Are people saying they don't like her?
No. This is all old gossip stuff. Okay. It's irrelevant to the story, but an hallucination.
A hallucination.
Okay.
All right. How about
this?
Was
it in black and white or color?
I'm going to email her.
Get back to you on that
one. Yeah. I'm going to get back to you on that. How about this? Dolphins have names for each other and are the only species other than humans known to do this.
Love it.
Is that...
That was Robert Francis Douglas.
Thank you for the demonstration.
You're welcome. Random thoughts done.
Random thoughts done. Well, let's go to some random traffic here.
Oh my gosh, you're a nut. You are a nut.
All right, guys. She is awesome. All right. Let's go to traffic right now. I'm sorry. I got to compose myself here on 35E North.
Thanks for hanging out with us today. We just learned that Brittany speaks in dolphin. And if you want to call in, she'll give you your dolphin name.
But only names. Yeah, I don't know verbs or adjectives.
Conjugations.
Only names.
Okay.
So we just learned how to say Robert Douglas. What was the last name?
Francis?
Yeah. I think it was Robert Francis Douglas.
Something outrageous. Okay. Nutty day here on My Talk, but what's new?
We're having fun.
I know. All right. So I know people don't watch this show, so I'm just going to figure out.
Don't start it like that.
Well, great sell.
Okay. So last night was the finale of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills on Bravo of the season. We haven't got to the four-part reunion. But some of the things, why these shows are fun to watch, because I didn't watch them for years because I hated all the yelling, the women yelling at each other. I thought, who needs that?
Yeah.
I can do that to you.
You do.
I can do it with Lori. I don't want to see myself. But the part that always gets me is the over-the-top makeup, the over-top hair, the over-the-top houses, the over-top lifestyles, the nutty things that these women get upset about and the nutty things that they say to each other. And so this year was explosive because there was a real life legal situation going on with one of the characters.
With Erica Jane. Yes.
The coldest biatch I've ever met.
And that's what it comes down to, right? Like, everyone fights. Does Erica Jane know about Tom Girardi's legal stuff or not? That's the big fight everyone's having. I don't even care. She is a monster of a human. Like, she is terrible. She's always been terrible, though. She's literally always been terrible. Yep. And as of recently, she's been nicer to people who she likes because she's, for the first time, had to rely on them actually liking her besides just her extreme wealth. Mm-hmm. That's what she's wrote on in her, like, over the top, her silly Erica, you know, her ultra or her other persona.
Yeah.
Where she sings and dances and all that stuff. It's expensive to be me.
Yeah, but she, you're right. She's rode on the coattails of being a gazillionaire.
Yeah, and that's why.
When that's gone and stripped away, you see, I've never liked her.
No, she's been always cold.
Was here 1 year for Pride.
And here's the thing. If this is a fact about you, if the most interesting thing about you is your outfit, you're wrong. You're living wrong. And that was constantly with her. The most interesting thing about her was how she had to have 2 hours of glam and come out in this outfit and then have nothing interesting to say and be cold and be very calculated. And she was always for the soundbite. Yeah. Don't mess with me. You know, things like that. We were like, okay, playing to the camera much. Yeah, it was so phony and fake. This season was so wild because nobody was asking her any questions except Sutton, and because of that she just got attacked. Sutton,
yeah, she did.
It's funny because then Lisa Rinna, who's Miss, like, you know, just own it, Miss Accountability, they always say that, you know, Lisa Rinna's in everybody's business. This is the one time that woman seemed to zip it. That was the one time where
she's the only friend left, according to a new thing I read.
Really?
She's the only one left in after the reunion and after everything that is still talking with her. I read that the LA Times today did an article about, you know, how the scandal of Erica Jane consumed the Housewives of Beverly Hills. And they sat down with Sutton. They sat down with
Kyle.
No, not Kyle.
Marie,
it wasn't
Garcelle.
No, it was Garcelle, and it was the new girl, Crystal.
Yeah.
And talked about, you know, like, what surprised you the most about being on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills? They asked Sutton this, and she said it elevated her business because she's got a clothing store more than she ever thought. It accelerated a lot of things in her life. But it was foreign to me. All of a sudden, I was pushed into this world. It turned my life upside down where people weren't real.
Yeah.
And then it goes through and asks them all that. But I think the thing about it is I am so taken in by the outrageous hair.
Yeah.
And if you're wondering what the hairstyles are, whatever Erica Jane and Kyle wore last night to the Chinese New Year dinner with wearing 14 feet of extensions
and then
doing old pin around curls that we used to do with bobby pins and then shoving a stick in the middle of it.
Yeah.
It looks so horrible.
Yeah. And that's one thing I'm starting to, you know, I'm going to be a ride or die Real Housewives until I'm the grave. But I will have to say, so I've been going back and watching season one of New York. I miss when they did their own hair and makeup.
I miss.
Because they're all starting to look the same.
Well, this is how Hollywood looks.
Yeah.
You're right. They all look the same. They all. I wanted to do this today. I wanted to come in, but I have tennis tonight and I didn't want to wash off my makeup. I wanted to wear red eyeshadow like Lisa Rinna had on in the inner part of my eye.
Yeah.
I wanted to wear red eyeliner like Erica Jane had under her eyes last night.
Yeah.
I wanted to do the shading of my nose so it just looked like it was one skinny line.
It's so wild.
From the middle of my eyebrow
they
all the way
so
down.
Bad. And I, you know, when they were in Del Mar, I think, Erica came out and she looked like she had, like, somebody cut holes in a piece of paper and then sprayed makeup in those spots. Because they have this idea that the illusion is enough. Like the contouring and all this stuff. They look like straight up clowns walking around.
I kind of want us to do that one day
and
do a little video. Maybe that's our goal on Monday. Well, or tomorrow I could.
Contouring.
Friday.
Let's try to look like one of those gals. We're going to contour the crap out of our face.
I mean, I have school before it.
That's okay. You can do it here. I'll bring your makeup.
Okay, cool. Okay,
yes.
And I'm just going to my cabin, so I don't care how funny I look.
Okay, perfect.
So we'll do a little contouring and have Grant film us tomorrow.
So wild.
Do you have any red eyeshadow that we could try?
Yeah, of course I do. Right. I'll bring a bunch of stuff.
No, Grant, if you could see what they look like, I'm just like, what is this?
Yeah.
And I think they think it looks good, like the idea of it'll look good on TV. It's like what you would imagine somebody walking off a Broadway play would look like. And you go, ugh. But on a stage, they look okay. But
you're right. I kind of do miss people being outrageous, though.
Yeah.
I kind of miss seeing, because we haven't seen people in makeup. We haven't seen faces for a long time. You know, I miss seeing outrageous eyes and I miss seeing overdone. I miss it.
I just miss them doing their own, looking like
you
themselves.
Miss them. Right. Well, that ship is,
that ship
train left
has
is,
sailed.
That's gone.
But the main thing you need to walk away from, even if you're not a Real Housewife of Beverly Hills fan, and I don't understand you, but that's fine, is that the reunion's coming up. And finally, so you can't deny that this has actually been in the main news stream.
It has.
And Andy Cohen is the man to finally ask her the questions we've all been dying about.
I want to ask her, why are you such a bitch?
I don't know if he'll ask
but
that
this
one.
Would be one question I would ask her, because last night, if you're at a dinner party and someone apologizes to you after Kyle makes her, because Kyle continues to stir
Kyle
it up,
absolutely stir it up. Pokes that bear.
So here is someone looking across at you. You're Erica Jane. You're the meanest woman that I've ever met in my life. And quite frankly, I'd be afraid of you. And Brittany's putting on a face right now. I would be afraid of you, but I just want to tell you that I feel good about where we're at right now, and I'm hoping that we really can work through this and be at a place where we have mutual respect for each other.
Why is everyone looking at me?
She didn't say one word. That awkward silence, I'm at home, in my home.
Dying.
I am so uncomfortable in my home.
How do you...
Watching someone be that evil. And she's a human being. She's not... She's a person. How can you be that mean to someone? How can,
like a person in front of you? And she said, she even
did
said,
you
I
like
apologize.
My accent?
I really loved it. I thought we both were nailing our parts, by the way.
Grant, we were just, that was method acting. That We've been studying these parts and you didn't even react.
That's fine.
He's doing other things. Grant is shining his shoes.
Yes, I'm.
Okay, so wait. We do have to talk about, though.
But how do you not respond?
How do you not respond? I've had people, if anyone comes in front of me and they're apologetic, I'm done. Any facade I had about like pretending to be mad or whatever, I'm done. I mean, you're a human being in front of me.
What's the point to make people feel so painfully uncomfortable? I don't get that. I think that is just the gut. That is who she is. That is her inside being the meanest woman I've ever met in my life.
She's not used to unwavering followers. When she sees this season and sees that actually every one of these women had those same questions, just didn't have the chutzpah to say it to her face, she's going to be pissed. Because Kyle asked the same questions. Dorit was one of the first people who said, oh God, I don't want to, like, I don't know if we should be around her. I read this in the article. Should I, you know, I reached out to a lawyer. All these women asked that same thing, but Sutton's the only one that asked it to her face.
But could you ever have a friend?
No.
That would treat people that horribly?
No. I would never, because I can't be around cold people.
I would melt.
Because she's going to do it to you. And oh, yeah. She does, obviously.
I mean, have you ever met someone that was that mean that you're just like, that you knew? And would you die?
I can't. There's no bone in my body. Even people, I've always discovered that if there's somebody I don't like, if I learn anything about their lives, I end up liking them.
Well, you have some empathy because there's a reason they are who they are.
There's a reason they are who they are, or there's something in them that's triggering me. I'm projecting.
That's
fair. There's never been somebody in person like, well, that's not true. But there's been people who I've wanted to like that have shown me I shouldn't like them.
Yeah.
But it's rare that if I start out not liking somebody, if I get to know them at all, I go, oh my God, you're so likable. And so when you show that human side and you're still cold, Who wants to be around you? You're and she, by the way, she's not poor. She's lost her money. She still has money. She's lost her glam squad. She lost her connections. None of that's true. But now you've got a bad personality. Good luck. Also, you're miserable in general. You've been miserable when you're with Tom. You're gonna be miserable after Tom. I'm sorry.
Everything was based in money. That is a shallow person. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back. I feel like we Hollywood spoke her very well.
Oh my God, I'm sweating.
I know it. I know it. That was intense. We're going to be right back.
Hollywood speaking.
What is the meaning of this?
Oh, we've just been Hollywood speaking for real Hollywood people. I feel like we earned a star for that, but boy. Okay, so here's the deal. Here's the headline. Whoopi Goldberg says she stopped dating younger men because it's tiring.
I'm going to Hollywood speak that. I think that Whoopi wants us to know she's single and ready to mingle with some shark men. I didn't want to say whales because, like, I don't think she's after it for money kind of thing, like Las Vegas whales. But I think she wants a shark. She wants a shark.
You think so?
An older shark who has a little bit of battle scars, but is ready to take on the town with her.
Well, she said it depends. You know, do you go younger or older? Someone asked her in the View, and she said it depends on my mood.
Yeah.
It's about the person. Sometimes you meet someone who's younger and you say, look, you know, your body's hot.
Yeah.
But they had a conversation where someone said she was dating someone, and he said, I don't know. I did not know that Paul McCartney had another band. And she's like, the Beatles?
You can't live your life like that. That always blows my mind. To be wealthy and want somebody that's going to be so annoying to be around.
Well, you know what was interesting? So Kim Douglas was in yesterday and she said basically everyone in their 40s and 50s is dating 25-year-olds.
Now, why would that be? I didn't even like being around me at 25.
Okay, that is such a true statement.
Isn't it, though?
It's just because I think it's because they don't want anything more than you from them being a sugar mama.
They won't be pressuring you to have kids.
They won't pressure you to be in a long-term relationship.
Yeah.
They're fun for the night. You don't have to have deep, meaningful conversations. You're getting sex. They're getting sex. They like the older women for the sexual part of it because they're more adventurous. And they like the younger ones because it always works. That's what I'm thinking.
But then, there is a point in time where after you've ripped off each other's clothes, where you have to communicate with your mouths to each other. And the minute somebody would ask me if, like, I want a Gatorade or, like, ask me about something, I don't know, whatever 25-year-olds ask.
Do you want to play a video game?
Do you want to play Pokemon Go? Is there any Pokemon in your house that we should find? I would be so disgusted. Like, there's something about that verbal communication that would happen before or after that would make me,
Well, maybe you just go home right away. Okay, here's the deal.
What? I kick him out. He's at my house in this scenario.
Oh, no. You just, no.
I'm going to go to his apartment with eight other people because in Hollywood.
Then you go to a hotel.
No.
Okay, here's the deal.
What?
She's been married, and I forgot about this. She's been married 3 times.
Whoopi Goldberg?
Yeah.
Okay.
Alvin Martin, who she shares the 48-year-old daughter, Alexandria.
Mm-hmm.
That lasted 9 years. She married cinematographer David Clayson. That lasted 2 years. Her third marriage was in 94 to actor Lyle Trachtenberg.
Mm-hmm.
She divorced after 1 year. She was dating that Frank Longoria.
Eva Longoria?
No, he's an old dude, but she was with him for a while. But she just said that she'd never get married again.
Yeah, why would you?
Okay, you're in your first marriage?
I'm in my first marriage. Here's the thing. I truly believe this, and you can tell me I'm wrong because I'm only 35, and what do I know?
Nothing.
But if I am not trying to have kids, and I'm already past my, like, let's say I had this marriage and it's done, mm-hmm. why would I get married again? What would be the point? Like,
would you live with someone?
Sure. Why
yeah.
not?
Yeah.
But what, I don't understand. And that's my thought. Maybe I'm a little bit less romantic. I mean, I've
really
never been.
Think?
I've never been like a, you know, and I love being married to Justin. But like, if I was past a certain age and I didn't want to have kids, what's the point? What's the, like, what Bennies are we talking about?
Just a partnership, but like maybe you want to buy property together, and maybe there's some other thing. I don't know. I'm not gonna analyze
Julia,
this for you right now.
Would you get married again?
I don't know.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Would you change your last name?
Oh, for crying out loud, no.
See, and that's where I'm at. Is
well,
that like?
That is,
but I just mean like the way you feel.
Means?
No. But I'm just saying the way you feel about changing the last name. You're like, I'm beyond that. Is I think I would feel about the whole marriage thing at some point. Is that like that's for kids? Like.
Well, you know, it's interesting because I kept my name, my married name.
Yeah.
Because growing up, we had so many different names. My mom was such a, you know, she went by her maiden name.
Yeah.
Then she was married to someone else. And yeah. then they had a different name. And people wondered, well, what's your last name? And the mail would come and there's 7 last names.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
she was married
yeah.
to someone else
too.
With
yeah.
a different last name. And you're like, ugh. And, you know, I'd introduce my mom. She had a different last name than me. And so I always thought. Not always thought. When it did happen to me that I was getting divorced, I thought, I want the same name as my kids.
Yeah.
So that was it.
That makes sense.
Yeah, that was just my thing.
I love having the same last name as my husband, but I think his last name is kind of lame. So I do wish that we would have created a cool
stop.
One together.
Oh, stop.
And I do
oh,
wish
stop.
That it would have been Tiger. Like, Brittany Tiger would have sounded so cool. Artisan's fine. It's not great. It's a mouthful. I don't know.
It's good.
Tiger's cool.
Just when you have kids, don't give them a long 3-hyphenated name and a middle name.
And you know what? Exactly. We're both like, so we talk about, you know, having kids someday and we talk about names and we're both, I mean, I should say we both don't drink. And so if we pick anything with the first letter A, their initials are AA.
A-A.
And we're like, we can't.
No, you can't.
So it's like, okay, there goes a
24th. Alan. There goes Alex.
There goes Audrey.
Oh, that's a great name.
Yeah.
Why can't you do that? Who cares? That's kind of cute. But if you put an A in the middle, it'd be triple A, like the motors.
Audrey, Alabama, Arneson. Done. Wrap it up.
There you go. All right, here's the next one.
Okay, tell me. I forgot what we're doing.
Yeah, we always do on this time.
Okay.
Okay, so Kathy Hilton, who's Paris and Nikki Hilton's mom.
And an icon. We love her.
Love her. She is redoing a home, you guys.
Yeah.
And it's just a property that her and...
They were going to live in, but... Yeah. Her husband got emotional about, so they bought this and they're originally renovating it to the nines. I mean, everything is beautiful. And they were going to move in there and her husband said, I'm too emotionally attached to our actual house.
And she said, well, if that's what he wants. So I'm just redoing it. And what are you, and someone, another housewife goes and visit. Well, what are we going to sell for? I don't know. $52 million.
I'll Hollywood speak that. When you that rich, it's wild. That's like a, like,
this is just like a shack. This is just a cottage.
I don't know. We're just, I don't know. And I'm just going to continue to actually put every high end thing in here, even though someone's maybe or maybe not going to buy it.
Exactly. I know.
That's like, what? You're just casually right now sitting on 50 something million dollars.
52. All right. So Paris Hilton's mom, who's Kathy Hilton, said back in the day, because we knew Paris Hilton was really wild. You know who used to babysit Nikki and Paris was Bethany Frankel. And Paris also talked about her parents being exhausted with her, and they put her at that camp in Utah that abused her.
Yeah.
But back in the day, she used to try to find her daughter. She would call Page Six, the New York Post city desk, and say, because paparazzi was following her everywhere back in the day.
Yeah.
And just say, you know, excuse me, hi, it's Kathy Hilton. Do you know where Paris is right now?
Yeah.
And that would be where they'd usually be able to track her down because they had the paps out on her. And she said, this is the way I lived for years, just wondering where my daughter is because she wouldn't come home for days. She had a wild string.
Yeah.
You know.
And as she should. Yeah. I mean, she had the fun New York life, like running around. Wait, you want me to Hollywood speak that?
No, there really wasn't there anything. Really,
do you remember her?
You're lame.
Okay, I know. Do you remember her cell phone that was like, it must have been not like a razor, but it was like a flat one that she'd flip the screen out and it was all bedazzled? Oh, yeah. I wanted that something fierce. I wanted that thing. Oh, that's so hot. That's hot. You gotta say it more dead inside. Mm-hmm. That's hot.
Well, that used to be our thing whenever we would give away things. We still use it.
That's hot. It's like so funny how dead inside, just beautiful. I love Paris Hilton.
Beyond.
And I think that she's the, like one of those ones that we didn't really appreciate until these last five years.
We've been in love with her.
I know we've been in love with her. I'm just saying as a society, we've kind of written her off and she's been brilliant. An icon. She's brilliant.
She makes $80,000 a night spinning records and owns a hotel brand.
That's hot. So lazy. I love it.
Oh, we'll be right back. My Talk 107.1.